Good morning and welcome to Radio Radio on Vintage Radio, and thank you to Richard for the last hour and a half, and Richard will be back with you around about 11 o'clock with his Golden Hour show, and thank you for tuning in so far this morning. Let's get cracking with this one. Sounds Avenging Angels. I thought I'd play that one as I went to see Space just the other night, playing at the Shangri Hotel. It's supposed to be a rooftop gig, but as it was so cold, they played it indoors and it was about 100 degrees. It was so, so hot in there. But Space were really on form. Tommy Scott, what a guy. I'm not sure how old Tommy is, but he must be as old as me. And the way he jumps around into the audience, a little bit of crowd surfing, he's nuts, but a great fella and a great band to see playing live. So if you get a chance to see Space, get along and see him. So if you're listening to me this morning, then you can drop me a message. I am on Facebook. The page is Radio Radio. You can send me a message on Messenger, and you can text me on 0791 775 3098. If you would like a song playing for you, I've got a couple of special dedications I'm going to play this morning. Good morning to Rosie Jones and to Billy, who are listening in Oral Park in Liverpool. I've got a couple of songs coming up for you just before 10 o'clock, so keep listening and I'll play them for you. And good morning to Alan, who's just switched on as well. Alan, I've got a song for you coming up very, very soon. Okay, let's crack on. This one is brand new. It's from The Proclaimers, who are a band I've listened to for many, many years, but this is from their latest album. And it's lively and it's good. See what you think.
Life makes me mad and time makes me sad, but you make me happy.
Make Me Happy from The Proclaimers, and that's taken from their latest album, which is called The Angry Cyclist. I've loved that band for absolutely years and years and years. I remember the first song of theirs I heard, which was Letter from America, and I was hooked from day one with that one. But they've done some great songs over the years, and I've seen them play a few times live as well, normally at the Philharmonic, and this year I missed them when they played. They were at the Empire and they caught me out a little bit, and I wasn't not around when they were playing that, and I'm so disappointed, but I'm sure they'll be back again because they do tend to like playing in Liverpool. Okay, this is a band called Pugwash. It was very, very ELO-ish, and this is a great song of theirs. It's called Answers on a Postcard.
Oh, the isolation, it's a sticky situation in my mind. Every conversation has a different destination to be found. After being to heaven, I can even count to seven. Time. Life has done me over and the toll has knocked me sober, it's a crime. Where can I go from here? Where can I go from here? On a postcard. Pacifist gone wild. Where can I go from here? Where can I go from here? Answers on a postcard.
Answers on a Postcard from the brilliant Pugwash. And next thing I'm going to play for you is, I should have played this last week really, because it's 38 years ago since one of the sons of our city, John Lennon, was taken from us. And I had this on my playlist and didn't get around to playing it. So I'm going to play this for you now. It is Just Like Starting Over.
This one's for Gene and Eddie and Elvis. And Buddy.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again.
It'll be
just like starting over.
naked love. Why can't we be making love nice and easy? It's time to spread our wings and fly. Don't let another day go by, my love. It'll be just like starting take off alone. Take a trip somewhere far, far away. We'll be together all alone again, like we used to in the early days.
Well, well, darling, it's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame, I know time flies so quickly. Starting over. Starting over.
Look out.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. Let's take a chance and fly away somewhere.
And thank you for listening to the show this morning. And yeah, that John Lennon one, that was a different version from the single that was released. That was a 2010 remaster remix that was done when they stripped down a lot of the overdubs from the studio, and that was quite a laid bare version, but a version that I think is really, really cool, and great memories of that time. Obviously very sad losing John Lennon, but I remember where I was, I'm sure everybody does, on that fateful day on the 8th of December 1980. I was working in Stevenson's on Oakfield Road and getting up for work, and it was freezing cold, and my alarm went off at 8 o'clock, radio alarm, Radio City, and the news headline come on that John Lennon had been murdered, and I thought, am I still dreaming this, or what, is it real? It was really, really bizarre, and very, very sad, and glad to say that every time that the guy responsible goes for parole, it gets knocked back, and rightly so as well. Let him rot. Okay, that's my rant for the day over. It is just gone 9:45, and the first of my dedications I'm going to play this morning. This one is for Billy, who's listening in Oral Park. I know it's one of your favourite all-time Christmas songs, Bill. This is for you.
Save me from tears.
From Wham, and I know that wasn't E17, Rosie, but I'm going to get E17 on for you a bit later, so keep listening and I'll get it on for you. I promise you, the wrong one queued up, but that was a great song anyway, and it was on the playlist and it was due to be on a little bit later. So anyway, it is just coming up to 9:58 on Friday morning over in Birkenhead, broadcasting to the rest of the world. If you're listening, give us a shout and I will give you a shout out as well. A couple of people have been in touch so far. Maureen Gibbons, good morning to Maureen. Andy Gamble, I hope you're listening, mate, in your workplace, because I'll play a song for you just a little bit later as well. And Alan, your song's coming up in about 2 songs time as well. Good morning to my mum Nelly, who was, I'm glad to say, is home from hospital now after 6 weeks in Aintree. And a big thank you to all the staff at Aintree Hospital there. Their care was absolutely first class. They really looked after my mum for us at a very, very difficult time. And I'm glad to say she's out now and she's moving about a little bit better on the walking frame, and I'm pretty sure before you know it she'll be out dancing to Searching once again. Okay, right, let's crack on with the playlist. I've got quite a lot to fit in for you this morning, and I say if you are listening, let us know where you are, who you are, and I will give you a shout out. This is American Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and American Girl. Okay, I've got a few Christmas songs to play through this morning. As you know, I've already played one of them, and this is another. This is probably one of my all-time favourite ones, mostly because it's from the 70s, and it brings back memories of really good times for me. So, anyway, great Elvis impression as well. This is Mud and Lonely This Christmas.
Not a home. Try to imagine the Christmas all alone. That's where I'll be since you left me. My tears could melt the snow. What can I do without you? I've got no place, no place to go. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. Lonely this Christmas, lonely and cold. It'll be cold, so cold, without you to hold this Christmas. Each time I remember the day you went away, the things you had to say. I just break down as I look around, and the only things I see are emptiness and loneliness and an unlit Christmas tree. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely. I remember looking at you then, and I remember thinking that Christmas must have been made for us. Because, darling, this is the time of year that you really need love. When it means so very, very much.
It'll be lonely.
So it'll be lonely this Christmas.
Without you.
Without you at all.
It'll be lonely.
It'll be so very lonely.
This Christmas.
Brilliant, Mud and Lonely This Christmas. Christmas number one, I do believe, from way back in the 70s, around about 72 or 3. I would think that was around a great time for music for me. And I used to listen to all my faves, the T-Rex, Slade, Sweet, all of those ones. Absolutely brilliant. Roxy music, some great music of the time. And okay. Right, I'm going to crack on. I've got to try and get through this playlist. This one's for R. Allen. This is from a guy who supported the alarm at the Arts Club just a few weeks ago over in Liverpool. And this is a fella called Ryan Hamilton. And the song's called Records and Needles, and it's for you, Alan.
Nice and slow like the Stones did in the 60s.
That. That's got a little bit about it, that one. That was, of course, Records and Needles. And say that guy played just about 2 weeks ago, I think it was. We saw the Alarm Editors in the Arts Club, and he supported him. And I must admit, I missed him. I didn't see him. I missed the support because I was coming from Pub Crawl Stag Night for David Nixon's wedding. David Nixon, if you are listening, I will be there tomorrow, and good luck to you. You won't need it. To you and Anne-Marie, who are tying the knot tomorrow at Bryce Hall. And I'll be there in the evening time, and so look forward to seeing you all then. Okay, after the jingle, I'm going to play a special song for Rosie Jones, who's listening in Arrow Park. And Rosie, this is a song that you asked me for a few weeks ago, and I know that it's got very, very special memories for you. I'm going to say no more. You know what it is. I know what it is. After the jingle, this is your song.
A little message just to let you know, you're listening to Vintage Radio.
Oh,
beautiful, very powerful song as well. I'm playing that just for you, Rosie Jones, who's listening today in Arlo Park. Love you, Rosie. Okay, right, I have got a song I'm going to play for you from a brilliant guy, Mr. Henry Priestman, who's playing over in Thornton Hough Village Hall tomorrow night with his sidekick, Les Glover. And this is a song that they always play right at the end of the gig. It gets everybody up on the floor dancing and singing. It's brilliant.
I went to a party where all the pretty people hang out. There was everything you wanted, if you know what I mean. And if you wear the right suit, everyone's your friend for the night. It makes me wonder, it makes me think. Oh, take me back to the little green of the Rolling Stones singing Lean on Me. The one you love is the one you're with, and the coolest dance is the Irish jig. I'll let you drag me round the room to an old Bob Dylan beatbox tune. Yeah, the one I love is the one I'm with, and the coolest dance is the Irish jig. The coolest dance is the Irish jig. Back on the sofa, I'm thinking about the way that the world is. All the sycophantics with the politics and pose. They say, meet me in the back room, cause I need to powder my nose. Oh, it makes me wonder, it makes me think. We're going under, we're gonna sink. So take me back to the little green and the Rolling Stones singing Lean on Me. The one you love is the one you're with, and the coolest dance is the Irish jig. I'll let you drag me round the room to an old Bob Dylan beatbox tune. Yeah, the one I love is the one I'm with, and the coolest dance is the Irish jig. The coolest dance is the Irish jig.
I told you that I'm up dancing, didn't I? That's a great song to play on a Friday morning. The coolest dance is the Irish jig, Henry Priestman. And I say he's at Thornton Hough Village Club. And it's sold out, by the way, so if you're trying to get a ticket, you're too late. They've all gone. Sadly, I won't be there, but because I'm going to be at a wedding, so there you go. But I've seen Henry and Les so many times. I know the script by now. These guys are brilliant. If you've never seen them live, I would implore you to go and see them. They are brilliant. You will come away from that gig smiling. They are the funniest guys you'll ever meet. They're the coolest musicians, but they are so funny as well. They're like the latter-day Morecambe and Wise, and they are so good together. And I'm looking forward to some new stuff from them next year. And I believe they are playing... In fact, they are playing 81 Renshaw in Liverpool in February. It's a Sunday afternoon gig, and that's just reminding me that I've got to get tickets for that really quickly. It always sells out. It's a great Sunday afternoon. 81 Renshaw, one of the best venues you can go to in Liverpool as well for live music. Only small little place, very intimate, but it's brilliant. So if you ever get a chance, try and get across. And what a better way than to go and see Henry Priestman and Les Glover. Right, I'm just going to fire off a couple of messages. I had a few people getting in touch with me trying to find out where, how you get hold of the stage and how you listen. So while I play a couple of messages, this is a cover version for you. This is the brilliant Ian McNabb, and this is from his latest album, which is called Our Future in Space. And this is his version of Toxic. Have a listen to this.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A girl like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous and I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need it, baby, give me it. It's dangerous.
Too high,
Indeed, Ian McNabb and Toxic, his version of the classic. I hope you like that one. I bet you never thought you'd hear that on Friday morning on Vintage Radio, but there you go. Right, just to give you the heads up, next Friday is going to be my last show on here till after Christmas, and every second song next week will be a Christmas song. So if you would like a Christmas song playing for you, please get in touch, let me know. You know how to do it by now. My Facebook page is always there. It's Radio Radio. You can drop me a message on Messenger. And you can also drop me a text on 0791-775-3098. You can also email me direct, which is listen@virginmedia.com. That's listen@virginmedia.com. And you can send me your song request for next week's Friday morning Christmas or Cliffmas special, which is every other song is going to be a Christmas song. And I'll try and get in as many as I can for you. There's normally around 21, 22 songs in the playlist, so there'll probably be about 10 or 11. And I'm going to play, certainly my top three Christmas songs will be in there. This one is just outside the top three, but it's one of the best Christmas songs as well that you will ever hear.
Singing, it must be crying.
2,000 miles, of course, from the brilliant Pretenders, and a brilliant Christmas song, that one, one that just has to be played every single year, doesn't it, without a doubt. Okay, so I would like to welcome back to Radio Radio Elaine, who is now tuned in and listening. Used to listen to my shows all the time when I was on another station, and I'm now with Vintage Radio Friday mornings, and glad to have you back, Elaine, and hopefully you'll be able to listen to us. I know you're normally, you're really, really busy and you've got a lot of work. And anyway, I'll play a song for you in a few minutes' time, so keep listening for us. And in the meantime...
Here's a little message just to let you know. You're listening to Radio Radio. This is the Cliff Howarth Radio Show.
Indeed it is, and I played this one last week for the first time. It was a rough and ready live mix of a brand new song from the Ragamuffins, one of my top bands, and this is going to be out sometime in the new year, but this is they've redone the vocals on this one, so it's not as rough and ready, but it still blows the cobwebs off on a Friday morning at 22 minutes past 10. This is Be Clever.
Trouble more often than not. And I'm pretty cool, but baby, you like it hot. You plan for a future that might be full of surprises. Knock my carbon footprint down a few sizes.
That wakes you up, doesn't it, on a Friday morning? Be Clever from the Ragamuffins, and that's taken from their forthcoming EP, which is out sometime in the new year. And if you go to the Ragamuffins Facebook page, you can see how you can pre-order that. I'm sure it's going to be really, really special. I think it's a 4 or 5 track EP. I know that David's really, really excited about the songs that they've been doing in the studio, and if that's anything to go by, I'm certainly looking forward to listening to that one. Okay, right, time-wise, it is 27 minutes past 10, Friday morning, 2 degrees, absolutely freezing over here in Birkenhead, over the water, or in my case, under the water, as I come through the tunnel this morning. I'm going to take things back a little bit now. This is a David Bowie song from a good few years back from, in my opinion, his best album, A Lad Insane. This is Driving Saturday.
Let me put my arms around your head. Gee, it's hot, let's go to bed. Don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it'll be alright. Pour me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book, we can meet up alone. To keep formation mid this fallout saturation, cursing at the astronaut that stands in steel by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, Euro supply for raging men, with snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once it rains, the sea raged no more, like the video films he saw. His name was always Buddy, and broken ass to say. And she sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash. She knows she really loves him.
Driving Saturday and David Bowie from Aladdin Sane in 1972. That was, I do believe. Okay, Elaine, if you're listening, here is a song for you. It's not The Killers, but I know it's another band who you do like, and this is The Bartender and the Thief from Stereophonics. For Elaine, that's the Stereophonics and the Bartender and the Thief, and another song to blow the cobwebs off on a Friday morning. Another great band, and a band who I've seen a few times now. The last time I saw them again was I think the Echo Arena. I'd love to see them in a small, intimate gig somewhere, you know, and that would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Bands like that, they always tend to do the arena stuff, but it's great to see them in a smaller place as well. Now and again, bands do find little venues and they play secret gigs, and if you can get in there, you're really, really lucky. Anyway, I'm going a little bit off track here. It's 25 to 11. I've still got a fair few songs to squeeze in. Billy Jones, I have got your other Christmas song I'm going to play a little bit later for you, probably just towards the end. One or two more Christmas ones before we finish. But remember, next Friday is the last Friday I'm going to do until after Christmas, and every second song will be a Christmas song. So if I've not played too many this time, then there will be a few next week, and there'll be a few oddities, a few off the wall ones. Anyone who listened to my Christmas show I did last year will probably remember that I tried to play a regular standard Christmas song, and then I'd play something that maybe you hadn't heard before that was a Christmassy one. But yeah, I'm going off track again, so I'll shut up. I'm going to play a song for my mum now. I say she's been in hospital for 6 weeks, she's out now, and this is from someone who I grew up listening to inadvertently, really. It was not by choice, but in the latter years that I've grown to know a little bit more about music and about people, and this is a song that always reminds me of growing up times. But it's a song for my mum, because it's also good memories of her brother as well. And this is Jim Reeves. What a classic voice this guy's got, and this is Scarlet Ribbons.
I peeped in to say goodnight, and then I heard my child in prayer. And for me some scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were locked and shuttered, all the streets were dark and bare. In our town, no scarlet ribbons, no scarlet ribbons for her hair. Through the night, my heart was aching. Just before the dawn was breaking, I peeped in, and on her bed, in gay profusion, lying there, scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons, pretty scarlet ribbons for her hair. If I live to be 100, I will never know from where came those lovely scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her.
Man with a golden voice, Mr. Jim Reeves, and playing that for my mum. And also, yeah, thank you for your message, Rosie, as well. I'm sure lots of people will have memories of that song and what it means to them, but that's a lovely song for my mum. And okay, I'm going to play a song for Andy Gamble from the band Searching, and these are the Hollies. It's not one of the songs that they do, but it's a great song as well, and this is for you, Andy, and your workmates who are listening in this morning.
Then it might not have been like this. Can't you see how I'm too much in love?
Just to let you know, you're listening to the NT. Vintage Radio.
Song Heat 17 and Stay Another Day, and playing that one for Billy, the song that I should have played earlier but I didn't, so there you go, that's for you Bill, I hope you're still listening. And thank you to everyone who's tuned in this morning and those who sent messages across to me, thank you so much. It's nice to know that someone's listening to me rabbit on this morning. I've only got two or three songs left to play before I hand over to Richard at 11 o'clock, who'll give you the golden hour through till 12 on Vintage Radio. And this is it's someone who I've seen many, many times over the years, and yesterday I sat there and booked tickets for the Philharmonic for, believe it or not, next October, and then also at the Atkinson Theatre in Southport for April. This is Midjour, who I will be going to see, and he never fails to deliver a brilliant show. This is his only number one, apart from his collaboration with Band Aid, of course, but this is his only as Midjour or Ultravox number one song, because Vienna was kept off the top by that Joe Dolce, as we all know and hate. This is his number one song, If I Was.
If I was a better man.
Brilliant song, Midjo, If I Was, the number one song. And good morning to my mate Lee, who's listening in Southport today. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vintage Radio. I've known Lee for many years, probably 1990, I think we met, didn't we, Lee, when I was working in Ormskirk. And I've known you, man and boy, and what a guy he is, and stayed a good mate over the years. Always nice to keep in touch. Okay, I've only got time for two more songs, and the next one I'm going to play for you is from a band called the Sons of Mowgli. They're a band who did a session for me earlier on this year, and they are absolutely brilliant. Really laid out, chill back. The last two songs are always chilled out. This is the first one. Enjoy this. Sundays from the Sons of Mowgli. Told you it was chilled out, didn't I? Okay, I've only got one song left to play. Before I do that, I want to say thank you to everyone who has listened this morning to Radio Across the Water on Vintage Radio. And remember, if you like a song playing on next week's final show of the year, then please get in touch. All the usual ways that you can do that, I'm sure you know it all by now. Okay, right, I'm going to see this guy in 2 weeks' time. I still haven't got my ticket yet, but I'm going to be onto it this week. His Christmas shows are always the best. Ian Prowse and Amsterdam, with probably a 15-piece lineup on stage. He always crams as many people on as he can. For me, this is his best song. He's well known for Does This Train Stop on Merseyside, but for me, this one tops the lot. A lot of great memories for this song, and a lot of emotion to it as well. This is Home. See you soon.
I don't laugh and I don't sing, You've affected every single thing. Oh no, here I go again. I've been up and I've been down, even though I won't see you around. For we live in different towns.
Opinions expressed here on the Radio Show are solely mine and not necessarily those of Vintage Radio.
This is Vintage Radio.